sharp day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? Is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Can you feel the love tonight? I was led to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds leave.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Galactic Roundtable. This is Beth. I'm so happy to be back here again with you tonight. I have several things I want to share with you. I made a couple of new videos today. But very first, what I'd like to do is to dive into my new website that I created this week. It's called Nesara.co. Nesara.co. This website is reserved only for Nesara News. And the reason I decided to do this, in fact, I was invited to do this, is because we're so close to the end now. And there needed to be a website that every single thing on it came from the King of Swords about Nesara. There have been many websites out there whose main purpose was for paid shills to bring disinformation about Nassar. And there have been a lot of crummy websites out there. And a number of them were built specifically to discredit everything I would say. So for years, I sat back in the background and I didn't do a Nassar website. I had a few tabs on my websites always about it. But I couldn't have a Nassar website because it would have been a complete battle all the time. And there's been seven major disinformation agents who've been either removed from the web or they passed on. And with that missing, there really needed to be better information about Nassar out there. So it was finally time for me to make a Nassar website. So I'm sharing that with you now, nassar.co. So on this website, I have a few, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So far, there's about 8 articles on here, about 100 pages of information. And everything on here came straight from the King of Swords. So there is a function at the top right-hand side of the website. You can go on there and put your email address in, and then whenever a new article about Nassar is added, then you'll get an email to know that there's something new on the site. So I hope you enjoy this. What I would like to do is share some information from the website about the event, which is arrests, announcements, the enactment of Nassar law, and disclosure. So on the first page of the site, it talks about the Law of One. As you know, Nassar is bringing in divine government to planet Earth. We live in a holographic universe. Therefore, when one is injured, all are injured because all fragments of the master hologram are resonating with and impacting the master hologram, and therefore all its fragments in all times, spaces, and dimensions. When one is helped, all are helped. When one is healed, all experience healing. So the Law of One concerns all that is one, all that is the one. Any harm we do to another violates not only that fragment, but also boomerangs and harms us. What goes around comes around. Since the above is a universal truth, we can never be separate from that which created us. And since our Creator is a fully unified one, all males and females contain both God and Goddess Creator, elements which must come back into full balance and then reintegration on all levels as we move forward up the dimensional ladder. So I want to make a note and say there's a note on the bottom of the website that says much of the information on this website comes from my personal notes taken when I was mentored by a retired naval commander and his roommate, Rama Arjuna, Ashtar's son. This information has come through them, either in person or over the phone, directly from the King of Swords. Their real names are not revealed to protect their missions and their families. There's also a website tracker on this new website, and if you click on the symbol on the bottom left of the page, you can go and look at it. This website's been up for 3 days, and the hits on this web pages have come from more than 59 countries so far. So I hope you'll share this with everybody. It's a lot of good information here. Now I want to share what is on this website about arrests. Here are some things you may not have considered before about the arrests. The main important point is that arrests have been happening since 2009. The dark ones don't want to admit that they've been arrested, so they pay the media to make sure that it doesn't go out there. So that's why sometimes it feels like, well, how long is this going to take? And it's already been going on behind the scenes for years and years. So this is what it says about house arrests. Both President Bush and Vice President Cheney are under undeclared house arrest and under the rules of succession. all this information I'm reading came directly from the King of Swords. He explained this to either Mark or Rama Arjuna, and they shared it with me. Both President Bush and Vice President Cheney are under undeclared house arrest, and under the rules of succession, the Speaker of the House automatically becomes the acting president. This happened back in 2008, late 2008, before the presidential election. Bush attempted to declare martial law. The naval flag officers and the provost marshal general stopped that order and put him under house arrest. To give some cover to what was occurring, Nancy Pelosi, the presumptive acting president, then had House Resolution 958 reported to invoke a parliamentary martial law procedure, which markedly reduces debate or ability to read or amend the subject bill. What has not been previously announced or leaked is that not only was Bush put under house arrest, but so also for 195 country heads of state. That means that, you know, they're not allowed to leave their compounds, and they're not allowed to fly without, you know, details following them. Faction 1 and Faction 2 have released stories about president's house arrest. Are those true? Yes. Vice President is under medical detention house arrest at Langley. That's Cheney. You remember that Bush and G7 visitors a few days before the end of the fiscal year, on September 30th of 2008, Bush was told, as was Paulson, Bernanke, and others, that if the money owed to them from $300 trillion in recovered stolen funds was not paid on September 30th, that they would be toast. There was also a deadline of September 30th, that was in 2008, for coming into compliance with Basel II provisions, which Bush had agreed to on April 8th, but had not yet complied. If certification of compliance did not occur, October 1st would require that the central banks would not accept funds from the federal banks that day. Here's what happened. Bush failed to comply. The White Knights stepped in with the program funds, that's for Nasara, and saw to it that all U.S. banks were in compliance inside Nasara law. Bush intended to declare martial law due to economic emergency. He was stopped by Provost Marshal General, specially selected flag officers, and placed under house arrest, along with Vice President Dick Cheney. He is a solid hologram, A. There were multiple ones made, and remains under house arrest. Solid hologram Z, the final one, brought out on October 2nd, Bush A had already been taken to The Hague for a war crimes trial on October 7th, unbeknownst to Queen Elizabeth II, who had already been taken to The Hague, arrived at 1 a.m. on October the 8th for a stormy meeting with Bush Z. So in other words, there were two solid holograms. George Bush Jr. was sent to The Hague for a war crimes trial, along with Elizabeth II, on October 7th and October 8th. And so they had a big argument about this when they got there. Bush Z remained at the White House for the rest of his term to give the illusion of normalcy. You know, these solid holograms are used so that business can be conducted as usual right down to the very end. That event is both confirmed and denied. The doublespeak, that means true in part, but not exactly true, as there are other details involved that cannot be confirmed at this time. So what that means is that even though this information came out in 2009, the story is so big that they can't explain it all to us at this moment. But that's what announcements means. They will come and spill the beans on everything that has happened so that we can understand it. And there's no reason for us to be standing around saying, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. How long will this take? because it's been going on this whole time. This is the only information that has been shared that is directly from the King of Swords that can be shared. Because this operation of arresting everybody is in progress. So Hillary Clinton was arrested, tried, and executed. The original Hillary was actually arrested on November 4th, 2008 by these same guys, the Provost Marshal and the flag officers of the Navy, for war crimes and taken to The Hague. You know, that would be the International Criminal Court, and tried and executed. Her clone was keyed to her and also died. The one you now see is a solid hologram. But this next part is from March 11th of 2009. Bankers arrested. 14 million galactic humans were part of the operation today to arrest senior bankers in all major countries. Nothing on this scale has ever been attempted and could not possibly have happened without the galactic abilities and support. We talked to a Russian lady named Ivana, who is a friend with a senior U.S. Treasury official contact. She told us that senior bankers who have had involvement with criminal money operations are being arrested in droves worldwide. They will be contained, possibly in The Hague, and will not be back. So this faux Bernanke message, this was put out March 11, 2009. No big banks will be allowed to fail is a joke. And so is the stock market surge based on the false information. Now I'm speaking on accountability, and this has to do with arrests. King of Swords is above all these heads and works in tandem with Mother Sekhmet, Lady Master Nada, Saint Germain, Ashtar Command, and others. King of Swords has double, triple hats as well. He is Faction 1 and Faction 3, and has a day job as a higher authority and oversight responsibility on a planetary level. In summary, all key ones who have been working together on the highest levels of coordination since 2009 to get the job done, 9/11 exposure, war crimes trials commencement, galactic presence purpose, and Nassar's announcement are the top focus. Whistleblowers meeting this past week, this was in 2009, mirrored by the meeting between Commander Andromeda Rex, ambassador from Sirius, with Ron Amu this week, shows that the Galactic Councils are all backing international war crimes trials, associated arrests, and revealing galactic presence in our skies now. As any surgeon will tell you, you got to remove the dead infected elements when they are not responding to other measures before the healing can be achieved. And that often requires severe intervention and changes to effect a new outlook and prognosis. There are many positive indications that whistleblowers are very close to revealing the 9/11 conspirators, and that will allow all their arrests and trials for war crimes in The Hague. Accountability will be satisfied. Lady Master Nada is in charge of all such matters and will be ably assisted by Patrick Fitzgerald, who is holding indictments for 10 or 12,000 of these folks, which are close to being unsealed and executed in the coming days. And they were in 2009. There were over 75,000 indictments then, but I think it was closer to 100,000. We didn't get complete confirmation on that number. This has all been going on behind the scenes, and these trials have already been carried out, like the Kalur Lumpur trials. You heard about those. At this time, all on this planet are facing ourselves and the choices we have made and being invited to examine our positions and goals. Anyone who does not honor a path of unity, openness, accountability, truth, and peace will soon, very soon, find that they have chosen a dead-end path. That's not a joke. That moment is fast approaching, and the gap between the two different directions is widening in every second, and a separation of paths is upon us now. No longer will deceit, greed, and domination of others prevail. 9/11 revelations that will compel war crimes trials are already rising to the top of the list, which involves most players in the past administration, which is Bush-Cheney, and quite a large number that are remaining in the current administration, which is President Obama, because, you know, He put on his staff on purpose those war crimes folks so that he could hand them the rope that they would hang themselves with. Indictments will shortly be released on most of these, and others will follow. Of course, you know, these indictments have been released since years now. And Lady Mastinata, through the federal court system in New York City, has been prosecuting these ones right and left for years. And this will come out in announcements, the full details. These one, and we've seen them from time to time, you know, in the papers, but not very often. The hedge funders, for example, have been on the front page of Wall Street Journal and other articles. These ones are convicting themselves and revealing their agendas at every moment now. Approximately 400 members of Congress are so corrupt that they have already been removed, and only a few of them are even clones, with most being place-holding solid holograms. When their indictments are revealed, the holograms will be depowered by the King of Swords. That will be during announcements. This also applies to those media and intelligence agents and conduits spewing forth vitriol against Obama, Nassara, and the Galactic Light Forces. The reported reassigning of FBI agents from anti-terrorism to anti-fraud is the tip of the iceberg. It is indeed the trend. We will be dropping Truth and Reconciliation and renaming all of these correctly. War crimes were committed and must be prosecuted fully. Patrick Fitzgerald has had 56 grand juries rendering 10 to 12,000 indictments over the last 4 years. That was back in 2009. That has increased by 100-fold now. The first group of those are about to be unsealed and executed, and they were. That will blow all the cover-ups on 9/11, planning the execution, sex gates, money laundering of government drug operations, funding black ops projects, fraudulent leasing of everyone by the Illuminati, genocide, child and slave abductions and operations, and other heinous crimes, including killing inventors who dared to end their monopolies in transportation, utilities, free energy devices, anti-gravity technologies, and too many more to enumerate in this space. These revelations are going to flood our media. Well, they haven't yet, have they? But they will. Only about 65 of our current 535 congressional members will survive these stories. It's not a pretty picture, but it must come front and center before the public will be able to have closure on the long enslavement by these ones and their puppet masters and minions. At the same time, it will be important to see all the positive improvements in our lives that will shortly be a part of Nassara's provisions. So this is just part of a much longer article, and I hope you'll go and read about the arrests, the announcements, and the enactment of Nassara law. I'm going to pause here for here now. To share some other news with you. Let's see here. We've been talking this week about the congressional hearing, and we've been working to raise funds for the lobbying effort by Paradigm Research Group when they go to Washington, D.C., and so that's why this subject has come up a lot this week. So I made a new video today to explain what the Congressional Hearing Initiative is and why it will work. And I think this is very important. I don't think it can be emphasized enough. I know that a handful of you completely get it and you understand. And so many more need to have the little blanks filled in because they don't quite get it yet. So please listen to this presentation with me, and I hope it helps. I hope you'll share it with your family and friends who don't really know what this is about. Thank you for this. Enjoy. Greetings, everybody.
This is Beth from Galactic Roundtable. I want to share with you what it means when we're going to launch the Congressional Hearings Initiative. This initiative is coming from Paradigm Research Group, whose executive director is Stephen Bassett. So let's first see what he has to say about the Congressional Hearings Initiative, and then I'll come back to explain how it's going to go down. Thank you.
Citizen hearing on disclosure was a great success. It was webcast to the world, it was filmed, and we have 30 hours of testimony. Now, what we're going to do next is we're going to take all this to Capitol Hill. We've created a section on the website where people can get involved in a congressional hearing initiative. I'm going to go back to Washington for the first time in 13 years, in my capacity as a registered lobbyist on this issue. We're going to see the hill with this testimony, this extraordinary testimony, and we're going to send 5,350 DVDs to Capitol Hill. And what they're going to watch is this extraordinary testimony being presented to these former members of Congress, and these members of Congress get really seriously interested. And obviously, the connection is there. And then I'm going to show up saying, look, it's time for the real hearings. It's time to have these witnesses and many of the others ready to testify under oath in front of House and Senate committees. And it's a compelling argument. I'm going to be working directly out of Washington, contacting these offices, setting up meetings for as many months as it takes to get those hearings initiated. Once those hearings begin, the truth embargo is pretty much finished. Either Obama or another head of state will finally go in front of their people and say, look, you're not alone in the universe. We've got company now. Right? And we can tell you about that, can't tell you everything, and we'll be in the post-disclosure world. There's a whole new world on the other side of the event we call disclosure, not the least of which is the revealing of what progress the government has made in re-engineering and studying the extraterrestrial technology that they've had in their hands for decades through crash vehicles. This technology, the energy systems, the propulsion systems, could solve a lot of our problems, could change the dynamic of the 21st century. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the kind of stuff that will change people's lives, that will, you know, drop the price of energy possibly by 90-95%, putting trillions of dollars back into the public domain to be used for other things, phasing out a fossil fuel as the principal energy source, which allows us to clean up the environment in ways we can only dream of. That's why we need people to get involved now. Anybody that has been aware of this issue and wants the truth out to the American people, but have been sort of on the fence of whether they want to get involved, now is the time to get on board.
So let's hearing on disclosure material and meet with Paradigm Research Group's lobbyist Bassett to discuss the need for hearings. Constituent correspondence is always given priority consideration. Between now and day 14, Paradigm Research Group will make a concerted effort to reach the new owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, with a request the Post run a full-page copy of the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure witness letter as a public service announcement. Paradigm Research Group's Facts on Washington website will help coordinate the email fax letter campaign. On day 18, Paradigm Research Group will begin contacting congressional offices with meeting requests. A spreadsheet on the Paradigm Research Group website will track which offices accept or decline these requests. And on day 20, Paradigm Research Group will submit a new disclosure petition to the White House We the People Project, calling for the president to ask the House Minority Leader and Senate Majority Leader to begin congressional hearings in the appropriate committees. This petition will be posted on the White House website for 30 days while the congressional contacts are being made. Day 30, a request will go out via email, websites, and social media to all ET Truth advocates to mail, email, or fax those congressional offices which have declined to meet with Paradigm Research Group to reconsider their decision. On day 30 and beyond, Paradigm Research Group will continue to pursue meetings with Senate and House members, staffers, as well as the offices of the appropriate committees until such time as those committees initiate hearings for the government, agency, or political witnesses ready to testify. Why this can work. First and foremost, this initiative would not be possible without the film record of the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure. Paradigm Research Group is going to send over 5,000 DVDs to 535 congressional offices with over 1,000 staffers, each having a laptop computer with a DVD player. These DVDs represent the hearings the Congress should be holding and provides a glimpse of what to expect. This is a game changer. If congressional hearings are held in the House and Senate to take the testimony from hundreds of government agency political witnesses, Paradigm Research Group is quite confident the scores of sitting members on those committees will undergo the same transformation as the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure Committee. The truth embargo will not last 60 days. This is exactly why certain persons in the know within Congress have blocked every effort to get such hearings since 1968, and there have been many. Paradigm Research Group's message to Congress will be simple and direct. Your approval rating is historically low. Trust in government has collapsed. All this could be turned around in a few months because the most important issue in the world today is yours to resolve. All you have to do is call witnesses and listen. This is not 1968. There are and have always been friends of disclosure within Congress, but they have been isolated without a platform upon which to stand. The Citizens Hearing on Disclosure provides that platform. This is what we're going to do together. We will do it together, and we will do it with love. Namaste.
Okay, so when the Congressional Hearings Initiative begins, one thing I'd like to ask you to do, if you haven't already, is open a Twitter account, because we're going to tweet our senators and our representatives. So think about that for now. One last thing I want to share with you is an article from Dr. Michael Sala. A new article about leaked NSA documents from Edward Snowden. And when we finish this article, then what I'd like to do is change directions and do a meditation with you. So I know you're going to love that. It's a bliss meditation. This information came from Michael Sala, and it is describing the first leaked documents from Edward Snowden that involved UFOs. It says the leaked NSA document confirms online covert deception, and it involves UFOs. This is so important because we know that there's nothing in the NSA documents about spying and all that that's really anything that's news. And that we know that the NSA astronauts landed on the moon in 1961. And we have Carl Wolf's testimony that in 1965, he saw images of structures on the moon. And so we've been waiting to hear from Edward Snowden the documents he had, the NSA documents he had about their astronaut and their activities traveling to the moon on a weekly basis back in the 60s and 8 years before NASA landed on the moon. So here's what Michael Sala has to share, and this is just the beginning of the information. Among the leaked Snowden National Security Agency documents, the first to explicitly involve the UFO issue, has just been released and is currently generating much media scrutiny. The 50-page document is a PowerPoint presentation titled The Art of Deception: Training for a new generation of online covert operations and was authored by the British equivalent of the NSA, the Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ. The document was the subject to an in-depth story released this week by Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who first worked with Edward Snowden to release the world official NSA surveillance of the general public, the foreign government officials, and the foreign government officials. The leaked document details how the NSA is working with its Five Eyes partners in Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand to train its operatives in online covert operations. New Zealand to train its operatives in online... Greenwald's article exposes how the NSA and its Five Eyes intelligence partners encourage a range of psychological warfare tools to discredit any targets discussing sensitive national security information. In the Art of Deception document, three of the 50 slides shows images of UFOs, one of which dates from 1950. The leaked document reveals a clear connection between online covert operations by the GCHQ and its intelligent partners on the UFO issue. It is a smoking gun. It is smoking gun evidence that the international intelligence community is training its covert operatives to deceive the public on a range of sensitive national security issues, including UFOs. Greenwald released the GCHQ-authored document in a story titled "How Covert Agents Infiltrate the Internet to Manipulate, Deceive, and Destroy Reputations," and begins his story. One of the many pressing stories that remains to be told from the Snowden archives is how Western intelligence agencies are attempting to manipulate and control online discourse with extreme tactics of deception and reputation destruction. It is time to tell a chunk of that story, complete with the relevant documents. Greenwald goes on to summarize the contents. The Art of Deception document, authored by a previously... secret unit of the GCHQ called the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group. Among the core self-identified purposes of JTRIG are two tactics. One, to inject all sorts of false material onto the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its targets. And two, to use social sciences and other techniques to manipulate online discourse and activism to generate outcomes that considers desirable. To see how extremist these programs are, just consider the tactics they boast of using to archive those ends: false flag operations, posting material to the internet and falsely attributing them to someone else, fake victim blog posts, pretending to be a victim of the individual whose reputation they want to destroy, and posting negative information on various forums. Greenwald concludes, the GCHQ documents are the first to prove that a major Western government is using some of the most controversial techniques to disseminate deception online and harm the reputation of targets. Under the tactics they use, the state is deliberately spreading lies on the internet about whichever individuals it targets, including the use of what GCHQ itself calls the false flag operations. I just want to interject here. I don't know if you guys remember Chris Story. Yeah, he was killed in the streets. He was gunned down right in the streets. And Chris Story was in the UK, and he was an example of this. And he had taken articles that Mark Huber and I had put out back in 2009 and put them on his blog, and we were his targets. Sorcha Fall is a CIA agent named David. I don't have his last name in front of me. Sorcha Fall wrote repeated articles. Sorcha Fall, you know, said on the web that he was, you know, a female, and he wasn't. David is a CIA agent. He was planted there to take anything that we said out on the radio on Galactic Roundtable and twist it and make it into a lie. There's also, you know, they've corrupted, you know, ET advocates who in the past years had been doing an excellent job as white knights, and they corrupted them. And they, you know how much they've put out lies about Dr. Stephen Greer and about Stephen Bassett. You know, they've tried to discredit them. And so sometimes when you see me on Facebook and I'm talking about, you know, sometimes shills come on, you know, to mock me on my wall, and you see how vehement I become, how it's because these top players who have worked at discrediting the truth, you know, have used me as a target for years. And so I'm very sensitive to it in the sense that I'm not going to let them tear down my work on my own wall, on my own Facebook wall. That's, you know, my personal business, and I'm not going to let them on there. So that's why you see me, you know, jump in, finger pointing, pointing the finger in the shoulder, and shouting, you know, I'm not going to, we're not going to argue here, you know. So many of you haven't known me that long, and so you haven't seen the articles or those other websites, but three of these disinformation agents passed on, and several of them were ordered off the web by the good guys. While there, to wrap this up, this article, while there is no text accompanying each of the three images, they appear in a section titled Strand 3, Influence and Information Operations. These were some of the images that were in the article by Grenwald. This indicates that the training of intelligence operatives involves sophisticated tools of psychological warfare when it comes to shaping public perceptions on issues such as UFOs. The art of deception is a smoking gun evidence that the UFO issue is covered in the training of covert intelligence operatives and how to discredit internet authors and articles discussing sensitive national security issues. Copyright 2014 by Michael Sala, PhD. This is from the exopolitics.org website. So, you know, keeping the truth embargo in place has been worked on by intelligence officials from multiple countries. And so I think we deserve to know the truth. I think it's time now that we ended the truth embargo, and that's what we're working on here. So now what I'd like to do is kind of a gift that I made for you today. It's a guided meditation, and it's a way to return to bliss. And so what I'd like to do now is shift gears from the news, and if you'd like to, and if you're not driving a car, get in a comfortable place, and I invite you to close your eyes, and let's meditate together for a little while now. Thank you.
This is Beth from Gleck.
I'm going to start this on off. There we go.
This is Beth from Gleck Roundtable. Today we're going to learn a state of bliss through meditation. Meditation is an effortless, awake stillness of the mind where you are in the continuous awareness. You get to become a playful witness of your divine being. What is happening now is the God source. Why not welcome it? This will give you a fragrance and a feeling of indescribable bliss. Do not let the mind get attached to what meditating should feel like, look like, or be like. Let go of all shoulds in your life. Simply be here now. This day is as it should be. Your life is exactly as it should be. Your thoughts and feelings are as they should be right now. The more you can welcome with an open heart what's happened to you right now, the deeper you can relax everything. acceptance always makes one relaxed and at ease. If total acceptance comes in a trickle or a downpour, then that is right for you. Welcoming what is the key to releasing all suffering and entering the land of unending bliss. The moment the thinking stops, bliss starts, and it will occur in that instant. When you stop all efforting to fix and change yourself, you can truly take a good, long, deep look at who you are. Then we will discover the infinite presence and the essence of our eternal being, who is always present. As you practice welcoming everything that exists, remember one thing. Whatever you have trouble accepting is here to serve your highest purpose by pushing you deeper towards Source. If you encounter a serious negative emotion, pull that is totally overwhelming, stop buying into its dramatic story and step out of the game. Become super aware. Awareness is like fire and always burns through the mind's illusions. Depending on how long you've been avoiding or ignoring certain issues in your life, the longer it may take you to actually relax the body and quiet the mind. Yet the very moment you let go of your life and you are infinitely patient and accepting of yourself the way you are, a completely overflowing abundance of relaxation and energy will flow into you and through you, through the world you're creating around you. When you have become the master, your mind is the servant, and something very magical happens. Your first real taste of unbounded freedom and unlimited potentiality is unleashed. To find this blissful state of being, simply look inside. The roots of relaxation will deepen, and your life will automatically grow its wings of freedom. You have been here before you were born, and you will be here after you are gone. Mind has a very limited existence, very momentary. One day it comes, another day it's gone. You are forever. Have some experience of your foreverness. That is possible only through the no mind. No mind is another name for meditation. When you're ready to take on a deeper state of bliss in life, you are ready for something called self-inquiry. This begins with asking the question, who am I? Ask yourself who or what is having this thought right now. Where is it coming from? Dive into each experience with a state of curiosity and wonder. When you're full of wonder, your life becomes wonderful. Self-inquiry stops the mind in its tracks and puts you on the road to Blissville. Try asking questions like, who is watching this experience now? And who is hearing this interpretation of this experience now? And who is experiencing this experience of living in this body? And where is this thought coming from? Notice what kinds of thoughts your mind creates to answer to this instantly enlightening ancient question. Understand this one simple idea, and it will transform your life forever. You are not your thoughts or your body. You are also not your income, job, relationships, or lack of all of the above. You are much bigger than all of this. Do not participate in the drama of the mind. Your body is the temporary home, not your mind, thinking, or head. Take time to be still and totally present in the body. listen to your breath, to your life. Feel your heartbeat and see the awakening being inside. We are always having an experience. Be present to the one, the most important one, the one that's happening now. If you're demanding to have an experience, you're cutting off this one and completely missing the river of your life force. The moment you stop trying to make something big happen, life happens to you. If whatever you're doing doesn't work, do the opposite of what didn't work before. The more you can relax and simply be, the more abundant and full of life's infinite riches you'll become. Surrender is the ultimate key to bliss. We are imprisoned in the present moment for an eternity. Your body cannot escape the now. The mind pretends it exists in the past and future by dreaming about them. Yet the truth contains you here. The moment you surrender to any internal battle in the mind and be present to the now, you'll notice this issue simply disappears. If you are having trouble surrendering, let your greatest fear arise in you. Face it directly. See if your fear is coming from fear of loss or fear of separation from the source. The meditative mind doesn't participate in such illusions because it is not attached to the bristle of each passing experience. The greatest meditators blend heaven and earth at all times. They surrender to both, and within each moment this deeper knowingness arises that they are this always connected to an infinite source of goodness inside. Whenever you sit in silence, if you experience an increasing feeling of pain, pleasure, love, hate, heaviness, or lightness, go with it. Surrender to the core of it. Release it with your body, with your breath. It's best to stay in the core center of your energy body and integrate your experiences as they come, rather than get lost in the phenomena they produce. Surrender is total victory for the soul. Enjoy the ride. You need not leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. You need not even listen. Simply wait. You need not even wait. Just learn to become quiet, still, and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no other choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet. This moment contains the entire universe and is happening faster than you can think. The mind cannot keep up with the moment. There is too much happening in one moment to be contained in the mind. The mind is a very small container for this existence. Only when the mind surrenders to pure consciousness can the whole universe be contained within its grasp. When it is gone, so watch the mind. Be aware of its infinite agendas. The mind will get caught in very subtle moments of the past and future. We are totally in the moment. There truly is no mind, only a pure awareness. You're sitting and being silent, being open to everything and resisting nothing. The enlightening process suddenly begins. It happens in an instant when the mind is completely at peace.
That's only a partial look at that meditation. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but our time has gone by. If you'd like to complete that meditation, you can go to YouTube, look up Bliss Meditation with Elizabeth Trutwin. I'm going to play you out now, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight. I hope this was helpful. Please join me next Wednesday and bring your friends. Have a great week. Namaste.
she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news, talking this and that. Probably warn you, I'll be just fine. Yeah. No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, go. Bring me down, can't come. Bring me down, the love is too high. Bring me down, can't none. Bring me down, I said. Bring me down, can't none. Bring me down, the love is too high. Bring me down, can't none. Bring me down, I said. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Cause I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness